Welcome to the Writing Talk Podcast with Mikey Campling. Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of the Writing Talk Podcast with me, Mikey Campling. Okay, as today, the day of recording, is the 3rd of November, we are into NaNoWriMo, or National Novel Writing Month, so of course I've got to talk about that a bit today. So, that's our topic for this episode. First things first, should you do NaNoWriMo or shouldn't you? Well, I don't want to spoil anyone's fun. If you're all geared up to go for this, then by all means go for it. Don't let me put you off. But I'd just like you to consider, if you're listening to this podcast, you are perhaps into writing. And while I think NaNoWriMo is fantastic, I wouldn't recommend that you abandon any of your current projects to embark on it. If you put a project to one side, it can actually be quite hard to get back into it. So for the moment, although I've signed up for it, I am actually in the middle of doing a bunch of editing, and I've got another, the next Darkening Stone novel to edit as well. So I've got quite a lot of editing ahead of me this month. And to be honest, I am going to have a go at putting some words together for a NaNoWriMo project, but I'm not hanging too much on it. I can't really let it stand in the way of other ongoing projects. So do think about that, please. It's very tempting. The lure of the new and the new project. It's like if you go to somebody else's house, you're quite happy to help them out with a job that, you know, you may need to do at home. You've actually got the same thing that's been hanging over you for years and you haven't got around to it. Well, it's a bit like that. Just be a little bit wary. Don't use it as a procrastination thing. If you really have something you should be cracking on with, then I'm sorry but to spoil your fun, but really crack on with it. Get it finished. Get into the habit of finishing. Whatever you're doing, finish it. See it through to the end. So ask yourself, please, is it really part of your planned writing schedule? If you don't have a writing schedule and a publishing schedule, that's something to work towards. That's where I am at the moment. I can't say I have a fixed schedule. I have a rough idea of where things are going and when. And I want to get more organised and have a much better planned schedule so that I don't end up with things happening at once, which is kind of why I've got so much editing. You know, that's a lack of schedule. I've ended up with masses of editing to do in November. So that's a shame. But, you know, you've got to onwards and upwards. You've got to keep cracking away at the things you've already started. Okay. But let's say you're committed, you've decided to do it. And let's just talk through some of the things that might help a bit. I would say to you, for a start, have some sort of basic arc in mind for your story, even if you are determined to wing the whole thing. And that is kind of in the spirit of NaNoWriMo, is to fly by the seat of your pants, I think. Although some people have spent October planning feverishly away, which is fine. You know, it's a good head start. But I would suggest you need something in mind, because if you haven't written one before, say you've not written anything much, or perhaps you've just done some shorter pieces, a 50,000 word novel, while that's short in novel terms, it is actually quite a big undertaking if you're not used to it. And I think most people who write a novel do struggle with their first one. I think that's only normal. And part of that is not having an idea of roughly where you're headed. You know, not having to nail down all the plot at all. But I do think you need some rough idea of what your story's about and where it's actually going. And try and get that early on. And by that I mean you don't have to have it before you start. So let's say you've been inspired by something and you thought, great NaNoWriMo project, I've got a really good idea for a situation, I've got a fantastic idea for some characters. That's wonderful, but start by all means with that, but fairly early on, start jotting down a rough overall arc about where this thing is going. Because if it's not going anywhere, you might easily get in a muddle and lose heart with the whole thing. And, you know, really don't want you to give up once you've started. So try and get that sketched out early on, in the same way that, you know, an artist might do quite a bunch of sketches before they go to committing themselves to a huge life-size oil painting or something. So you will need to help the plot on its way. It's unlikely to emerge in a very satisfying way by itself unless you're already very experienced in writing novels in a short space of time. I think you'll find that you'll get in a bit of a pickle, in the way that a really experienced chef can make a nice meal out of a bag of odds and ends. You and I probably couldn't. And a novel is quite a complex thing to put together. And just being thrown at the deep end doesn't mean you're necessarily going to learn to swim, I'm afraid. You may well drown or have some horrible experience on the way and be scared of water. Okay, it's a bit of a digression, but that's me. Okay, so having got a rough idea, I would encourage you to keep somewhere fairly central, if you can, your planning notes. I'm not calling it anything even as formal as an outline, just the bits and bit pieces that you use to plan. It's a good idea if it's central and available online. If you use something like a Google Doc or a Google Docs folder, a Dropbox, OneDrive, any of those solutions that enable you to keep a file somewhere central that you can get to it from anywhere. So even if you're on a commute or something and you have your phone with you, you're on a long bus journey or something, you can have a look at things and maybe add some little notes as you go, because time is short during NaNoWriMo. So just think ahead a bit like that. If you've got lots of scraps of paper and notebooks, then as I've mentioned in an earlier podcast, that can be a bit of a pitfall later when you're trying to find something and you end up tearing your hair out looking for it. While I am talking about story arcs and centralized planning, if you go to the NaNoWriMo site, and I will put a link on the website at writingtalkpodcast.com, where Writing Talk Podcast is all one word, you will see that the NaNoWriMo site has some special offers for people who are taking part, and also there are special offers at the end of the month for people who've completed, or won, as they say in the NaNoWriMo terminology. And one of them there is a product called Aeon Timeline, or Aeon Timeline. And I've just been having a look at that today. You get 20% off with the code, which you'll see. And that is actually a really interesting little product, because it enables you to do some quite nicely interactive and quite complex timelines and arcs and add characters and locations and so on. And it's something I thought, oh, I wish I'd had this when I first did the Darkening Stone books, because both of those full novels and the shorter novella style or novelette, Breaking Ground, span over 5,000 years. So with the links and interaction between time periods, I've had a heck of a business planning it all out and deciding when everybody was born and died, and, you know, didn't want to have anything too improbable. So I wish I'd had it years ago. It looks like a really good product. And there's 20% off at the moment. Just be aware, it's only $40 to start with, but if you are in the EU, you will find that when you check out, the dreaded VAT will have been added. So you'll pay a little bit more, but it's not a terribly expensive piece of software. $40 minus 20%, you can do the math, as they say, and then just you have to add on 20% for VAT, but it's still slightly cheaper. Okay, so that's worth checking out. And I'll put a link to that on writingtalkpodcast.com. Here's an idea that I thought might help some of you. Because time is limited, and by now you might be sort of panicking a bit, thinking, where the heck am I going already, you know? How about basing your NaNoWriMo project on a story that you already know? So, for instance, it could be something classic, a classic film, or a really popular book or play that you know quite well, roughly what the plot is. And I don't mean plagiarise it by any means. I'm talking about using it as a basis for inspiration, in the way that you could see fairly thinly veiled homage, you could call it, of Bridget Jones to Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. Perhaps even not that up front, just knowing a story and thinking, okay, I could use that. I'll change the characters, change the time period. I'll put my own little spin on it, and I'll put a few extra twists in. I mean, it may be unrecognisable by the time you've finished, but at least you had something there at the back of your mind as a basis for your story. For instance, I'm part of a group of science fiction writers called The Collective Sci-Fi, and we have a website at thecollectivesci-fi.com. Again, there'll be a link to that on the podcast site. And we embarked on a project early on using fairy tales, classic fairy tales, to retell in a science fiction setting. And mine, for instance, this is a classic example of adventure as a result of poor planning. I started off thinking, okay, I haven't really got time for this, but I will try and do a 5,000-word short story based on one of the Grimm's fairy tales of the silver tinderbox. And it later changed. It's about 65,000 words now, and that's one of the things that I'm editing. So that's turned into a novel. But something like that, my story doesn't really bear much relation, to be honest, because it's totally changed its genre, and so you wouldn't really recognise it. Unless I told you, you probably wouldn't think, ah, this is a bit like that fairy tale. It's unrecognisable. It was an inspiration. It was a jumping-off point. And once I got into the plot and started thinking it through and sort of building the world and getting to know the characters, it did rather take off with a life of its own. So that's good fun, and it helped a lot having something to start from. And some of the members of the Collective Sci-Fi already have books out, so do have a look at the site, thecollectivesci-fi.com, and if you sign up there, you can get, I think, 5 free books in the bundle at the moment by just signing up for the occasional newsletter. And it's not a spammy thing or a big markety salesy thing. We just like to just tell you when we've got new books coming out, that's all. And you get, as a reward, you get a whole bunch of free books when you sign up, including one from me and another one that I've worked on. And we also have a perma-free book called The God Machine, which you can grab from Amazon and all other good online retailers. It's pretty much everywhere, I think. It's a short story, really. Okay, so think about doing that. Think about taking a classic tale in some way and just bending it to your own purposes, really. It's a good way of getting into something if you're not sure exactly where your story's going. Because if something is, and the reason I said a classic story is that if it's something that stood the test of time, it probably has a pretty good plot. So, you know, it could be Shakespeare, anything like that. You just use it as an inspiration. Okay, so having got a basic story arc in your mind, then please think about having at least a couple of characters. If you're fairly new to novel writing, you may think, oh, I've got a really good idea for a character. I'm afraid that's not going to cut it for 50,000 words. We're going to want at least a couple in there. How many is up to you. Depends how many you can handle convincingly, because each one is an extra workload. But you need to think of at least a couple. I mean, 3 might be a better bet. But do try to have somebody interesting in there so that we can get engaged. And it's not just thinking about the reader's engagement, but if you're not used to novel writing, then it is a bit of a marathon, and you do need to feel excited about it yourself. You need that level of engagement. So having somebody interesting to write about and somebody who's fun to meet as you write, that will keep you going. So you've got a basic story arc, you've got 2 or 3 interesting characters who are going to be fun to meet. What else do you need? Try and in your plot idea, call it what you will, in your planning, do try and think how you can throw in a few surprises along the way. Again, that will make for a more fun book to read, but actually it will make it fun to write. There's nothing quite so much fun as a writer as getting to mess about with your reader's expectations. So see if you can pull the rug out from under people's feet. So if you think about classic stories you've enjoyed, you know, think about somebody who was great at this, like Agatha Christie, where, you know, just as you've decided the person who must have done the murder, something turns up, oh, couldn't have been them at all. So you decide it's somebody else, couldn't have been them either. You know, and this can happen over and over again in an Agatha Christie story. But if you can just, you know, pull the rug from under our feet occasionally and just give us a few little twists and turns, that is actually great fun. It's great fun to lead your readers down the garden path and then think, ha-ha, you know, I'm going to have a surprise up my sleeve. They are fun to write, and you are going to need to give yourself some fun. Otherwise, I'm afraid you'll give up. You won't get to the end. So make it fun, make it exciting to do. It is, after all, you know, this isn't your day job. You haven't got a boss standing over your shoulder. So, you know, have a ball with it, have fun with it, enjoy it. So having said that, that's all I'm going to say about planning, other than the next rule is whatever you've already put down, be prepared to amend it and develop it as you go. None of it is set in stone. Be prepared to completely change your mind and alter it. It's a good idea just to keep track of things by amending whatever planning notes you made. So if you've got a Google Doc with it all in, perhaps just remember every now and then to go back and cross out that character or change their name or add some extra important dates or events or something in there, just so you can keep track of it later. It's normal and good if you think, actually, I can improve this as you go along. So develop, amend, don't go back changing stuff you've already done. You won't finish in the time. Just try and make it better as you go. And putting in those twists and turns and things, you will find, hopefully, if it's going well, that it does start to take on a life of its own. Okay, now a lot is made in NaNoWriMo, with good reason, of the word count and daily word counts and so on. Now, in a project like this, word count is important, but it isn't everything. It can easily become something which can give you a feeling of defeat. If you don't hit your target for the day, it's no good beating yourself up about it. If you wrote one word, well, that's one word you've put in the world that wasn't there before. You know, you've written one word of a novel, so that's fine. The fact that you set yourself to do 2,000 and you haven't made it, you know, is not a reason to put your head in your hands and give up. It's a useful guide if you find it a motivational tool to hit those word counts and you've got time to do it and you don't have real life getting in the way, then that's fine. They can be really useful. But don't beat yourself up if you don't hit targets, because it's really difficult to make up those words in another day, just within a month. It is quite hard if you have other calls on your time. The main thing, and really the take-home message, whatever happens, is please don't quit, because that won't help anybody. Just keep going. Okay, so maybe you don't make it by the exact date, or maybe it's not quite long enough or something. But, you know, never mind. Just don't give up. I know in NaNoWriMo they do tend to call people who've completed a novel winners. Well, that's fine, that's great, as long as you do it. But it does tend to imply there are losers, and there really aren't any in this. I think the only people who are losers are the people who don't do anything with it, who give up perhaps, and say, okay, you know, I've done it, now I'm going to shove it in a shoebox under the bed. That's really rather pointless. You know, do try and do something with it, even if you have to completely rewrite it. It's an artificial deadline, and while deadlines can be very motivational, this is, you know, a project that perhaps you've been wanting to do for ages, and it would be a crying shame if you gave up, I think, on it. So crack on with it and do your best. If you don't make it, doesn't matter. If you miss your word count for the day, it doesn't matter. You just try and catch up another time if you can. But remember, the whole thing is actually fun, as I've already said before. It's just something you're setting yourself to do. And, you know, nothing dreadful will happen if you get a bit behind or you don't quite make it. Enjoy it. It's something of a roller coaster ride as well. Just be prepared that there are days where you will look at what you're doing and think, this is all hopeless, this is all awful. It doesn't matter. Keep going. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter how rough it seems. It will be fairly rough, probably. But just keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep tapping on the keyboard, keep scribbling on your notepad or whatever it is the heck you're writing it on. But just don't quit on it. Keep going and give it a good shot. And you'll be surprised that, you know, you will get better as you go. If you can get over those obstacles where you think, oh no, this is all dreadful, I'm going to throw it away. The next day you can look at it again and think, oh, actually, that's not so bad. I just need to, you know, tweak a couple of sentences. You'd be surprised how often that happens. Okay, I think that's probably all I've got to say on the NaNoWriMo. I hope I haven't put anybody off too much. I think it's a really great thing to have a go at. I think it's a fantastic idea. I'm not sure about the timing of it. I know in America you've got a load of holidays coming up, so that might be an issue for some of you. But, you know, it's a fun thing to do. Give it a go. There are quite a lot of writers who've started off with that and then just enjoyed the feeling of success and then gone on to write further novels. So remember, it's not necessarily for publication even. Just finish it. It would probably need a huge amount of editing before it's published. So don't think you're going to have a finished novel at the end of it. And also, if you're fairly new to the writing game, you don't really have an idea yet of what 50,000 words is like. In terms of reading a novel, 50,000 is actually pretty short. It's kind of minimum length, really, for a novel. I can't think of an example from word counts, but my book Trespass was, I think, 74,000. The next Darkening Stone book is going to be 110,000. A piece of flash fiction could be, say, 1,000 to 2,000 words. So, just to give you an idea, I think a Kindle on Amazon, they work at about 325 words on a page of a Kindle, those page counts that they have on Amazon. So it's quite a bunch of pages in those terms. Okay, I will round it off there. Just to mention other tools you might want to use, I did mention Scrivener in an earlier episode. That is available on a really good trial basis, so if you don't have it, you can use it free for a month anyway. So that might be a good way to get into the idea of using Scrivener and into your NaNoWriMo project as well, because it only counts, the 30 days trial is only counted if you use it on that day. So I believe that's how they've always worked it in the past anyway. So you can download Scrivener and have a go with that. Okay, well, that's it for episode 3. Thank you very much for listening. Writing Talk podcast is available on iTunes and Stitcher, and I'd be very grateful for any thumbs up on Stitcher and ratings on iTunes and subscriptions and so on. It's also available via the website as well at writingtalkpodcast.com, where you'll also find links to things I've mentioned in the show. And I always put a few questions on there as well. So my question for you today is, are you doing NaNoWriMo, and have you got any good hints or tips that might help people? And then we can pass those on. So if you want to go over to writingtalkpodcast.com and answer in the comments, are you doing NaNoWriMo, and have you got any other tips, perhaps, if you've done it in the past, what might help other people, which is what this podcast is all about. So thank you very much. I'm Mikey Campling, and goodbye.